here's a story from The World.
President Trump took a lot of questions from the audience in his televised town hall last night. He dodged many of them, including this one from moderator Savannah Guthrie of NBC.
Let me ask you about QAnon. It is this theory that Democrats are a satanic pedophile ring and that you are the savior of that. Now, can you just once and for all state that that is completely not true,
so,
and disavow QAnon in its entirety?
I know nothing about QAnon.
I just told you.
I know very little. You told me, but what you tell me doesn't necessarily make it fact. I hate to say that.
Maybe the president doesn't know a thing about QAnon. We're going to learn about it right now. Anna Sophie Harling is one of the co-authors for the special report about QAnon in Europe, published by NewsGuard. She joins us from London. Anna Sophie, most of us have heard the word QAnon. Not sure if it qualifies as an actual organization or what, but the connotation is that of a group pushing unsubstantiated and fantastical stories, conspiracy theories sometimes. How do you explain QAnon to people?
QAnon began in October 2017 with an anonymous post on the image board 4chan by a person calling themselves Q, who claimed to have insider knowledge about the White House and the fact that Trump is working to battle a global child sex trafficking ring. And the idea also claims that Trump is planning a day of reckoning known as the Storm, through which he will be taking down thousands of these pedophiles, which include, you know, popular people such as Hillary Clinton, Tom Hanks, Bill Gates, etc.
So let's be clear, if you're just joining this conversation, these are conspiracy theories that Anna Sophie is talking about with no basis in fact. Anna Sophie, I know that in your work you've seen enthusiasm for QAnon theories grow outside the U.S., but how does a Trump-centered mythology hold up in other countries? I mean, how does it translate locally?
So it's important to note that the way that QAnon has spread and received traction over the last couple of months is through social media.
Right.
Social media is, of course, global. There is no such thing as an American Facebook. For example, I'm based in London. QAnon believers in the UK think that Donald Trump has carefully selected Boris Johnson to carry out his orders in the UK. And this theory alleges that Boris Johnson is what is called a white hat. So he's undercover working together with Trump to further Trump's goals. And even within Facebook groups that are QAnon, it's hotly contested as to whether Boris Johnson is in fact a white hat or isn't. And in these groups, you can see people going to great lengths to try to decode Boris Johnson's every outfit, every move, every political maneuver.
I'm just curious, how much support has grown for Trump overseas, even among people who don't vote in U.S. elections, via QAnon?
The important thing to note is that QAnon is a conspiracy theory that is rooted centrally in pro-Trump ideology. So it must be impossible to be a QAnon supporter without being an avid Trump supporter. And you see messages in German and a UK Facebook group saying, "I wish I was American so that I could vote Trump. He is the only politician that I trust."
So you mentioned the kind of stories that are growing in the UK. Where else specifically has QAnon found more support?
The UK is definitely the leader in Europe, closely followed by Germany and the Netherlands. We also know that it's seen massive amounts of support in places like Australia and New Zealand. But in every country in which we operate, we've seen the amount of engagement online with QAnon conspiracy theories grow.
Well, many of us are worried about disinformation and the effect that it'll have on Election Day and the aftermath. So when it comes to QAnon, its memes, its supporters, what role do you see it playing between now and November 3rd?
I'll try to say this as clear as I can. Because social media platforms have come forward and vowed to deplatform hardcore QAnon groups and accounts, Q followers are going to find ways to co-opt less extreme conspiracy groups and political movements and insert their own messaging into those in a more palatable way. And I think when those types of conspiracies or false claims go viral without the association with a more extreme type of theory like QAnon, they can do quite a lot of damage. So, for example, if there are quote-unquote revelations about Biden being a pedophile or something similar to, you know, the Hillary email dump associated with Pizzagate, that's when we really start to see effects on elections. So when conspiracy theories are tied to prominent political figures, and QAnon, because it is inherently based in the idea that there is this Satan-worshipping ring of Democrats, If that then goes mainstream, it could have a real negative effect on, you know, the veracity of the information that's impacting the elections.
Anna Sophie Harling is Europe Managing Director for NewsGuard, speaking with us about the growing popularity of QAnon in the U.S. and in parts of Europe. Again, I discussed a lot of conspiracy theories with Ms. Harling, none with any basis in fact. Anna Sophie, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me.